This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week, we go back to 1949 as coach Benny Oosterbaan and the Wolverines enter the season as back-to-back national champions. Michigan hoped to continue its remarkable 23-game winning streak that dated all the way back to 1946. The season kicked off against the Spartans of Michigan State College in this game played 67 years ago today at the Big House. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And wouldn't you know it, our farming friends from East Lansing had more on their mind than just football. Before the game, Spartan fans invaded Ann Arbor with the hope of executing a variety of pranks or crimes, depending on your perspective. One group snuck into the stadium and painted the initials MSC in 6-foot block letters at midfield and even defaced the press box windows. Another group carefully created a structure meant to close off the iconic engineering arch on campus. A wooden frame and 60 cement blocks were built when pieced together would completely seal off the arch. They actually rehearsed the prank, and apparently they could complete the stunt in about 7 minutes. Shockingly, they clearly missed one key aspect of the plan, and that's the thought that a group of cars containing piles of out-of-town students, along with giant pieces of a wooden frame and dozens of cement blocks, might actually raise the suspicion of local authorities. Sure enough, the plans of the 16 Spartan rapscallions were foiled before they even started. According to the Associated Press, blocks, frames, and boys were packed and sent home. When they got around to actually play the game, over 97,000 fans packed the Big House to watch Oosterbaan and crew battle the Spartans. Remnants of the famed Mad Magicians were still in place, and 7 different Wolverines attempted a pass on this day. All-conference halfback Chuck Ortman had the most success and connected with Irv Wisniewski for a touchdown. Michigan sealed the 7-3 win when they foiled another Spartan plot, namely their attempt to score on 4 passes from the U of M 15-yard line in the final minutes of the game. While Michigan's undefeated streak was snapped by Army in Week 3, the Wolverines, led by All-American Alvin Moose Wistert, reclaimed their league title and finished number 7 in the final AP poll. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.